Karen Graff was just saying that you would be the person to talk to about the constitutionality of the OEI. She feels like it usurps the constitutional authority of the local school division. And I asked her what was unconstitutional about it specifically. She thought you might be a good person to answer that question.
There is, and I can't quote you chapter and verse, but there is a article in the Virginia Constitution that vests control of schools in the local school boards, whether they be elected or appointed, in our case elected. Whereas the OEI statute, again, I can't quote you the words, the OEI statute takes that authority away and puts it into the state agency. So it's pretty, to me, it's a first-year law exam of, is this unconstitutional or not? If my intern had written that statute, I would have thrown it back at him as being unacceptable. It's just a poorly written statute. Aside from the constitutionality of it, it's also poorly structured and not designed to do the things that even Governor McDonald said he wanted to do, which is based on local control. So it's unconstitutional. It usurps local authority. It takes away local tax dollars and commandeers them for state use. So it's simply illegal.
One other quick question. The governor, the school board chair, Karen Graff, said that she didn't feel like OEI was collaborative during the event. I asked the governor about that in the gaggle, and he felt like his response was, well, here we are, collaborating. The law is passed. We have to live within it. Do you feel like the governor and the OEI is collaborative with the local school division?
I think maybe Governor McDonald has honest intentions of being more collaborative than that law would indicate. That law, I think, is poorly written both, like I said, constitutionally, and it's poorly written in terms of it does not clearly provide for that type of collaboration. When I read it, it provides for a hostile takeover, an all-out takeover, and that's not something that's going to help, especially a school in Alexandria that has the type of civic and community engagement that we do. So I'm in favor of collaboration. The things Governor McDonald said today makes me think that he honestly is, but that statute does not do that. So that's where my disconnect is between the things I heard from the governor today and the things I read in the statute book.
Is the city going to legally challenge the law?
Oh, I don't know about that. I can't comment on that at this point.
Would that be a good idea for somebody, maybe not the city of Alexandria, but would it be a good idea for a lawsuit to, maybe not your lawsuit necessarily, but just theoretically a lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of that law?
I couldn't comment at this point. I mean, anything, when you talk about litigation, so much analysis goes into that by so many different people. Lawyers are a heck of a lot smarter than me, so I just wouldn't know at this point.
Great. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. See you.